Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and children of all ages. We are, this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, coming to you live and in color. Four, seven, three, two. I am just dialing up my co-host, bringing her into the picture, and we will get rolling, as only the International Black Summit can do. This is the post conversation for.
Thank you for calling. This is Henrietta Bird. Please call back.
So we will. Call her back at some later point in time and find out where girlfriend is, but we are on the money, honey. And let me start out with the declaration of the International Black Summit, so I need to do that. I'm a little distracted tonight, y'all, so, oh, here she is, okay. And then I lost her again. So I know she's traveling. So let's do the declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community, as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending our murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. Today's date is August 13th, 2016. So we've been in this conversation for 26 years now, 27 years. Anyway. North, south, east, west, above, below, and within, a moment of silence, please. Thank you. And let me introduce my vivacious guest host, my partner host. We co-host the show together. That's Henrietta Bird, calling from the windy city that has gotten a little windy in the last couple of days because the weather is shifting a little bit as we're getting ready for fall. Any further ado, Henrietta Boyd.
Thank you, man. How are you?
I am too stressed to be blessed, but I am working what I need to work to make things happen, my dear.
Yeah.
Because things are happening all around me.
Okay.
And I'm doing my best to maintain my cool, as they say. But it's nothing, you know, nothing except life. I mean, it ain't, you know, ain't like something real drastic. It's just, you know, life is occurring. That's all. And just let me know that I am alive.
Yeah.
How about you?
That's a good thing. Well, I'm excited about getting into this conversation tonight.
You need to speak up a little louder because I can barely hear you.
Okay. I said, I am excited. Is that better?
A little bit.
Okay, because I can barely hear you also. Let me hang up and call back in, okay?
All right, say something again.
I said, let me hang up and call back in.
Okay, call back in.
All right.
And whilst we're doing that, conversation, update the National Black Summit. And what we're about and what we're standing for. And what we're standing for is really you having a vision. The vision for yourself and for your community. Because without that, there is no work.
Is this better?
You know, yeah, much better.
Okay.
So I was just talking about the work that gets done starts off with your vision. So if you don't have a vision, the first thing we're going to work with you, and that's what we do in the prerequisite, is we get you clear. What are you on the planet for? What is it that you're here to produce, to create, that only you can create and produce?
And the thing that I'm learning about vision, I continue to think about like what comes to unfold for me about vision. And it's interesting because I forget it, and then I'm reminded of it. Is that vision? There's a distinction. Visioning and visualization. There's a distinction. And one of those things is, you know, you can say, Henrietta, can you visualize being on the beach? With non-alcoholic drink. And, you know, and I can see that in my mind, right? In my mind.
Uh-huh.
A vision is something that comes from within. It's not something, it's like a download from spirit or life. It's something that you are given. It's not something that you, it's not something from out here. It's something from inside of you that is given to you based on your gifts and talents. I would assert also that it's something that's so appropriate for you. Just to think about it just puts you on 10 because it fits, and it, you know, it fits you, and that's what makes it so good, and that's why we can be so committed to it, because it's something that we can do, you know, something in many cases that we've done already, but we've just not done it to the level that our visions have us do it.
Yeah, I'm gonna say it slightly differently.
Say it again.
I said I'm gonna say it slightly differently, and that is that the difference between your vision and a goal is that a goal you can do by yourself. A vision is going to take other people in that conversation to make it happen. So if you have to include other people to get it done, you're in the right game. You're in a big enough game. And then what there is to do is just to keep focusing on it and work on it and begin to manifest it. You know, that's the thing that is, you know, extraordinary.
Great. You know, last week we were talking about embracing, as we embrace our aspects of ourselves, including rage and fear. And then we asked the question, what is available for the transformation of the universe as we embrace our aspects of ourselves? I would say another way to put it is, like, what do we allow to stop us from manifesting our vision? And I assert that oftentimes the rage and the fear stops us. It stops us for whatever reason. You know, for whatever power we give rage and whatever power we give fear. And as we notice that we're doing that, we can gain some access. Our ability to get a grip on it, you know, to not allow it to stop us or block us. But we have to notice it. You know, we have to notice our fear and notice our rage and be with it to the degree that we're like, oh, okay. You know, I notice that when I think about this, this occurs. I notice when I talk about a particular thing, it irritates me. And then that irritation takes me somewhere and I get off track. You know, it's like walking down the street and running into a friend that you haven't seen in a long time. And you get so caught up in that you forget where you're going. You forget that you're on your way someplace, and you get distracted on your way to grandma's house, as the song says, you know. And so, as we notice that about ourselves, we can gain access and power to eliminate those detours, you know, those mental detours.
Yeah.
Or those emotional detours. So that's one of the things. You know, we talked about it last. We talked about something last week. You know, we talked about being distracted, you know, like in our triggers, going there. And one of the things we talked about right at the end was those exciting triggers, those positive things, those exciting things that we can, you know, we can be so happy that something happened to us that we stay in the celebration for such a long time that there's 10 other things that we could be celebrating. But we don't because we're still celebrating that one thing, you know, not realizing that celebration is something that we, you know, like manifesting and acquiring goodness is something that we have coming to us just because we're here. It's like a birthright, you know. It's our birthright to be happy and healthy and healed and successful. That's our right. And so when it starts to occur, you know, sometimes we get so excited about the occurrence that we'll celebrate it for a year or two. And we could be a lot further along the way. Right?
Absolutely. Because that's one of the things about being focused. See, and that's part of the work that we do at the International Black Summit. We have a conversation, a distinction called clearing. And so if you're not clear about what your vision is, as Henrietta was describing, you'll get distracted and you'll get off purpose and you will take a road to the left or a road to the right instead of going straight at what it is that you're up to. And so the distinctions in the International Black Summit allow you and afford you an opportunity to keep yourself back on track. You know, it's similar to that GPS. You know, when the GPS is telling you to go a particular way and you make the wrong turn, so it recalibrates and then tells you, okay, at the next corner, do this, and that'll get you back on track. So we as human beings have to keep getting ourselves back on track because we will get dissuaded, we'll get, we still have that commitment, but we just have it redirected. And that anger and fear will have us go off in different directions, inconsistent with our commitment. And so that's really the beauty and the strength of the conversation that we're in inside of looking at all aspects of ourselves. So we're looking at that, and we're looking at that inside of that rage and fear and anger, and what happens when we get knocked off track, and how do we get back on track. And so one of the things, again, is trigger. So that's another conversation, another distinction that we use in the International Black Summit. Because when you're triggered, that anger triggers you. That fear triggers you. And so you're triggered, and you're now off on a different path than the path that you're committed to. So go ahead. I'm going to give it back to you, Henrietta.
That's brilliant. And let's talk a little bit more about trigger.
Well, trigger. That has been one of the mainstream conversations in International Black Summit since the beginning. And it's interesting, the trigger that I use 15, 20 years ago, I don't have the same trigger. But I used to use the trigger of divorce because I didn't feel like I had a great divorce. And I notice that now for me, it doesn't affect me the same way. But back then when I was fresh out of it, there was anger, fear, frustration, and the bottom line is somebody could have said it in a conversation. So they're communicating not about my divorce, but about divorce in general, maybe their divorce even. And it sets me off so that I'm triggered and I'm thinking about my divorce and how it was uncomfortable, and it was confrontational, and I really didn't like her at that point in time. And so whatever I was talking about, I was gone. I was there. I was in that anger, frustration, and upset. And whoever I was talking to, whatever I was talking to, because I might have said it and went there in my own conversation. You're gone. You lost it. That connection that you had inside of that conversation is gone because you're out off somewhere else inside of that trigger. Now, the interesting thing about trigger is that when you begin to notice, and that's another distinction inside of the summit, when you begin to notice who you are, what you are, how you are inside of this upset, you begin to get some choice. But before you get to that point, it's all automatic. You don't have no say-so on what's going to happen next because you were gone like that before you even know it. So the interesting thing for me is now that when divorce comes up, I don't have all the stuff that I had 15 or 20 years ago about it. And it can be like, it's like, oh, okay, yeah, I got divorced too. So what? Rather than that, So that's an example of trigger for me. Do you have some examples of trigger for you, Henrietta?
I do.
That you care to share?
that I can share. one of the triggers that I noticed about me is if there's anything that I'm insecure about, and I mean, it could be about anything, but if there's anything that I'm not feeling my A game, and if I hear it being discussed, it really gives me an opportunity to say, okay, Henrietta, work on this. Like at first, it would just send me there. And I was just like, God, I would feel like people were, like, they're talking about you. You know, like, that conversation is about you. And I would just beat myself up about it. Right? And so now, now it gives me the opportunity because I notice it and I know it's a trigger. So now I can say, okay, so you need to work on that. Remember to work on that so you don't feel that way. Remember you got some work to do on that particular subject, you know. So it's different. It's just like you said, at first the trigger was horrible, and I would try to avoid it at all costs. Now, I'm almost like, come on, what's going to trigger me today so I know what to work on? So now I utilize it. I'm trying to see a better example.
I got an example.
Okay.
Because what you got me present to is that trigger is not always bad.
Right.
See, like when I hear Mr. Softy ice cream, that triggers me to want ice cream.
Right. Yep.
So trigger can be a good thing, a good stimulus, or a negative stimulus. But it just has you, it interrupts your flow of the conversation, of where you are.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing. And it's a good thing because it has you pay attention
to something that you have been ignoring.
That is so true.
Now, let me speak
that
from the
eye. That is so true.
It has me pay attention to something I have been ignoring. And when it triggers, when I get triggered by it, I know, okay, Henrietta, get on it. Give it some attention. And in many times, it's give it some love. You know, it can often be a part of you that you are not embracing. It can be a part of you that you have rage and fear about. And it's like for me, it's a part where I need to give some love to, some part of myself that is saying, please give me a hug, give me some love, pay me some attention. You know, like I can really help you. That you keep ignoring me. Like that.
And we've got a listener, Mr. Jerry, MVP.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, my
hey,
brother.
Jerry.
How you doing?
How are you?
I'm fine, everybody. My brother Glenn, my sister Henrietta. I don't know who the other one is. Well, I just called. I hear about trigger, and what I learned for the prerequisite in Baltimore back in 2010, that it could be a good thing. But what I learned for the prerequisite that it's all about action, is what how you feel at that certain time, and it's all about the distinction. There's certain distinction that what you feel within that moment. And so for me, like tonight, I have a taste for a Subway sandwich because I don't feel like cooking. So I have the beans. I go and get that sandwich and I kill two birds in one stone and I walk, take the bus and I walk back. Because that's what I trigger that time. I accept what the moment is, and then I'm going, what the topic about is, I show action. And then I feel better. I feel good. Now I talk to y'all. Bang. Kill two birds, one stone. So it depends. To me, it's all about the moment you're in. It's all about that if you feel that space that you're in right now, the question is, are you going to act on it or you're not going to act on it, no matter if it's positive or negative. But no matter what it is, you got to do something. It cannot be empty. To me, a distinction cannot be empty. And I'm saying whatever trigger it is, it cannot be empty. You gotta put some within it to react. And that's what to me I think that is the beauty of going through this, because you can either way you can go, but you have to react. And you gotta stay firm with it. And then if it's wrong, okay, if you trigger, okay, you got to know what distinction, what it is, and then you got to transform within yourself so you can get right back into the space that you really want to get. I'm talking about getting back to the vision that we supposed to be on. Very important. Never sidetrack your own vision, because when you sidetrack your own vision, that means you don't have the full comprehension of the conversation. You do not have the full conversation. You do not have the full process. You don't have the full understanding of the distinction. You do not have the full distinction of different triggers what's happening. So you have to know which way you're going to go. Always put something and react. And no matter what it is, you're not, whatever it is, you can always add more. It's like eternity. You go with that. You can add more or you can subtract and get back to your vision and make your vision broader. And it's a continuation. It's eternity.
Uh-huh.
It never stops.
It never stops. Henrietta, your mic is open back up. Miss Bird, your mic is open back up. Just want to let you know that. Cool. Yep, you're right about that, brother. Did you guys have primary elections in Virginia today?
In some parts, yes. It's not over here yet. I think it's next week. And I think that we have, you know, that it should, to me, it should never be no, your vision, to me, our vision should never be empty. It should always have layers. It should always have something to strive for, no matter if it's positive or negative. If it's negative, you know what to correct.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Henrietta, your mic is back on.
Okay. You know, I was thinking about acknowledgement, right? And earlier I was in a session where I was talking about acknowledgement, and it came to me how we've been conditioned to not acknowledge ourselves. We've been conditioned to, you know, don't toot your own horn, don't have the big head, you know, like those kinds of things, where in all actuality, when you chart your success, the little bitty one, you know, the fixing the great dinner for yourself, the getting your face organized, or, you know, those little things that we are like, well, we've got to do it, but no, you don't have to do it. And when we start to acknowledge ourselves, it gives us a default space so that when we move into something that we don't like or that challenges us and we maybe start to beat ourselves up, if we've been acknowledging ourselves on a regular basis, that acknowledgement become the cushion that we can fall on and that will push us back.
Uh-huh.
Into reality, you know, into the goodness, into the greatness that we really are. And so I encourage us, all of us, to, like you, like people journal, just write down at the end of the day, acknowledge yourself for everything you've accomplished today.
Yep.
And you see, just really take a look at it. That is a way to embrace an aspect of yourself.
Uh-huh.
You know, and so I'm just present to that right now. I was talking to a musician friend of mine and what she does is, you know, she often critiques other musicians, like they'll send her their music. And she was sharing with me how there's a particular musician who, if she says it's wonderful, if for some reason that person doesn't accept it. But if she has different things
that she, you know, says you need to work on this, you need to work on that, like that, that she readily accepts that. And, you know, we were just looking at that and what that, you know, and I was just seeing, do you know, am I that way? Do I accept acknowledgement? Do I accept kudos, you know, when I'm given? What about you, Glenn? Do you?
No, that's the same for me. You know, we've been. I'm gonna say that it's stronger. We've been brainwashed not to acknowledge ourselves.
Yeah.
And it's you know, it's that's why you have people who are you know, aren't sure of themselves, are very uncomfortable, easily confused, upset, you know, don't have a whole lot of reliance on their own intuition, you know, like that. It's scary. And I know the thing for me is that this work has grounded me so that I am clear who I am. Not that there's no more work for me to do, but I've done enough work so that I am comfortable with who I am, such that you can't get up underneath it. You know, I'm grounded and I've got the foundation. I've done the foundational work that you're gonna have to come hard to crack my foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, so I, you know, this I acknowledge the work at Landmark and the work at the International Black Summit, and all the other empowerment skills have all helped to shore up who and what I think about myself in a very positive manner. And, you know, but that's a trained thing. That's not something
mm-hmm.
that's normal. And that's not certainly something that our parents do to a certain extent, but you need to hear from other than just your parents and your family. And but you've got to do the work with yourself so that you can distinguish other people's upset with the truth about people who are looking to contribute to you and make you better. So that's what I want to say about that.
Yeah. That's good. And yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like when you've done a good job, and you know you've done a good job, and you feel the joy of the accomplishment, to actually be able to say, you know, I had a really great day today. I really accomplished, I really expanded my whatever. You know, I really feel good about what I accomplished today.
Uh-huh.
You know, acknowledging yourself. You know, because when you do that, if you come in the house and say it to whoever, you know, if you don't stand and give nobody in your house, just come in and write it out and put it on the wall. Like, September 13th, 2016, I accomplished 4 major things in my life. And I feel really good about it, and I want to share it. You know,
like pick up the phone and share your accomplishment, just like you pick up the phone when something tragic happens.
Uh-huh.
You know, that energy is a lot. It's just as contagious as it is when it's something negative. Now, that to me will shift the universe. That by itself. Back to you, Glenn.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Yeah. That is pretty awesome. So, Mr. Jerry, we got a couple minutes left. What's the shaking in your neck of the woods, brother?
Hey, it might be some good news for you. I don't know, but I'm seriously thinking about moving back to New York.
Really?
Yeah.
You're the second New Yorker that I heard that from today.
Yeah. I thought about, you know, like I always said, I never would close the door on it, but thinking about doing that, thinking about making some moves about it. I'm just going to pray to God about it, see. I will move, but I'm really seriously thinking about making that move. I know I have to commute back and forth, you know, a little often in the future, you know, to see what opportunities up there. But I'm really seriously thinking about, you know, make that move. And at the same time that I'm thinking about the summit lately. For a while, I mean, and thinking about little by little reconnect myself.
Yep.
Self-generating myself. Like Henrietta said, acknowledge ourselves. Stop being conditioned not to acknowledge ourselves. We got to condition ourselves to acknowledge ourselves and the contributions that we made in this world.
Uh-huh.
And it goes hand in hand that I guess that's why I really think I'm moving to New York, because I got to acknowledge myself. I got to love myself, because this is how, you know, most like this is what I'm thinking about doing. You know, make myself happy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I think that's the bottom line is, yeah. So, and other than that, I'm just driving. That's it. I'm just driving. I'm happy that I'm back listening to the show again and participating. And I'm happy with that. And I can get a good night's sleep tonight. So I want to thank you and Henrietta and the International Black Summit family. Our African family to give me the reassurance that we still, that we exist. That I have to actually say, I have to have this conversation that we as Africans say, we look just alike for each other, to pull for each other, to impact each and our vision together, and to understand that we do have what it takes to keep this conversation going. It's a must. We got to keep it going. That's the thing about it. Keep it going. Keep these teachings going. Keep it moving. Keep the conversation. Keep it getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And the more we keep it bigger and bigger and bigger, the broader our vision is. Like I said, it's to eternity. We can take it.
Yeah,
I'm complete. I'm complete.
Well, thank you, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Henrietta?
Yeah,
got about 6 minutes left.
I am
grateful. I'm just in a gratitude mode today, Jerry. Very, very happy that you have reconnected with us. You've already done it. I'm just very grateful for this conversation. I'm grateful for my accomplishments today. It's a major accomplishment today. And I acknowledge myself for taking those steps in my business, and just listening and being obedient to what I hear. So thank you. You know, thank you again for being here this evening.
You're welcome. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. Don't forget to check us out on the website, w.org. We're going to update that information soon to give you the information for Ghana. Guyana. Did I say Ghana? Man. Guyana. Huh. South America, which is where we're going next year for the annual event. So begin to put together your coins, save up for the hotel and for the travel so you can get the cheapest fares out there. It's going to be a very, very outstanding summit next year, so you don't want to miss it. This year in Ferguson was said to be one of the most intimate summits that a lot of people felt that way who have attended multiple summits, felt that this past summit in Ferguson was the most intimate of all the summits that they've attended. Quite frankly, I would have to agree with them as well, only missing three summits. But I'm excited. I'm grateful and excited that I've been at those number of summits, and grateful and thankful that clarity around my vision, such that when I do actions not consistent with it, it's very clear to me that I'm doing that. And I then get to choose, am I going to continue to do it, or am I going to recalibrate myself and come back into the fold? So, again, this September 13th, 2006, after being involved in this conversation since 1991, I feel very blessed. I feel very at ease. I feel very engaged, and I feel excited for the future possibility of what we're creating. So just some spectacular stuff. Back to you, Henrietta.
Thank you, Glenn. Thanks, Jerry.
You're welcome.
We embrace all aspects of ourselves, including rage and fear. And when we do that, we get to see what is possible for the transformation of the universe as we do that. So hold on to that declaration. Work with it. Let it work with you, so that you can see your part in the transformation of the universe. Good night, and God bless.
Good night.
Good night.
Much blessings. And we will see you around the block for those of you who had primaries today. hope you got out and had a chance to vote, because it was very, very important to select your local elected officials. They have the most impact on your quality of life. So hope you're able to do that. And absolutely go out to vote in November for this presidential election. Don't sit home and assume that everybody else is going to take care of it. Every vote counts. I was looking at the results. I was looking at the results of one of the primary, and the one of the candidates I was working with lost by 1,000 votes. Now, 1,000 votes are not a lot of votes at all.
Mm-hmm.
She gave the incumbent who's been in there a run for his money, and was almost able to knock him out, but not quite. But you know, if the politicians ain't doing what they need to do, knock them out, baby.
Yeah.
Put somebody in there gonna make a difference.
Yeah, and the one thing about it, brothers and sisters, whoever listening, the the local is important, but this presidential election is very important. This could be monumental.
Yes, it could.
And we have to vote. We have to vote. I'm talking about us as a people. It could put us back of a certain time that we want to forget about it. No, not forget about it, but we don't want to go through that streams again. So it's very important. Engage. Have conversations. Have workshops. Whatever you do, get that vote out and understand that us as a people, our lives depends on it.
Hey, get them young people out there. Get them millennials. Some of them haven't voted yet, have been eligible to vote and haven't voted yet. This is the time for them to vote. So speak to them. Encourage them. Let them know that their vote does count, and to use it and to exercise it. Well, with that, again, this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. Our website is www.blacksummit.org. Check it out. We've got the declaration of the summit, International Black Summit there. We've had the purpose of the adults, the youth, and the young adults. And we've got some other pretty interesting information up there as well. So check it out. And for now, we're going to sign off. Peace and love and much blessings to you.
And here in Greece.
All right. Ciao, ciao.
Peace. Hey.